Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, May 28th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I literally just got recording yesterday when I saw breaking news that the Avast forums were hacked. Now, Avast is a security company which makes this somewhat significant. The attacker evidently did get away with hashed passwords, email addresses, usernames, and nicknames. I did a little bit research. There isn't really a lot publicly known yet from Avast, but if you look at cached Google copies of these forums, it looks like they did use Simple Machine forums, which is a pretty solid, robust, and as the name implies, simple forum software. Tricky part is there had been some vulnerabilities late last year. The version that Google has cached kind of still looks like an old version, a pre-patch version, but then again, that version on Google isn't necessarily the latest that Avast had running, and really have to wait for more results from Avast. Now, a Simple Machine forum does use a SHA-1 hash for passwords, and it does use the username to salt the passwords, so I would rate this as reasonably good, but not great as far as password security goes. Certainly, like pretty much any hash, proved forcible. But given that usernames were used as a salt, I doubt that, for example, rainbow tables are a lot of use here. So brute forcing will take time, and in the end, it just depends on how good your password was. So yet again, change passwords. And the real lesson here, I don't think, is don't use standard software, but if you do, make sure you update these components. I do see this as a big problem in a lot of web applications, where the web application itself is reasonably solid, but then these large fixed components are being installed that then carry their own vulnerabilities, and they are not patched. In particular, if you do use something like a bulletin board and then you integrate it into your existing site, let's say, for example, for usernames and passwords, then it can get quite complex actually to maintain the software. So I would tend to avoid doing too much customization unless there are some specific APIs. And then apparently there is a new way to extort money from unsuspecting users. In this case, mainly users of Apple devices. So far, this has been reported predominantly in Australia. And what's apparently happening here is that the attacker is guessing the user's Apple username and password, and then uses that information to lock the user's device remotely. That essentially uses this pretty good and solid anti-theft feature against the user of the device. The one thing that is not clear right now is how the attacker obtains the username and password. Possible they're getting this from one of the other password leaks that we have seen in the past few years, or maybe phishing attempts. Not really obvious also why they're specifically targeting Australia isn't really all that clear either. If they do have a large password list like this, they probably would randomly hit various geographic areas. So it is possible that the usernames and passwords that are being used here originate from a specific Australian database, not from one of the larger, more global compromises that we have seen. And then for Android users, we got two little news items. First of all, it is possible to use the Android camera without the user realizing that the camera is running. One of the sort of security features of Androids is that whenever the camera is running, you do see a preview of the image on the Android display. Now, this cannot be turned into a transparent image. That's not working. You can also not cover it with another view. However, what you can do is you can make the preview one by one pixel large, and then essentially it disappears. So this bypasses this protection in Android. And the second Android item affects Spotify users. Spotify had a vulnerability in its systems that allowed access to user data. Luckily, Spotify did find the problem, and its investigation showed only a single user was affected by this problem. But in response, in order to fix this vulnerability, Spotify did issue an update to its application, so you will have to apply it. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.